You've been feeling super stressed or super overwhelmed by all the things, and you know that what you really need to do is to sit down and calm your mind down. Get some time to yourself, take a break, and spend some intentional time just calming down and renewing your mind and doing the things that you know are going to bring you peace. But when you sit down, you have no idea what to do. Well, if you've ever had that experience, today on the podcast, I'm going to share with you some practical ideas to help you calm your mind and calm down during times of stress. Are you looking to manage your emotions and calm your mind so that you don't feel overwhelmed by all the hard times going on right now? Would you like to find true rest and peace in God and a little joy in your weariness? What about understanding why you feel things so deeply, especially when you're stressed? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Peace-Filled Mind Podcast, your go-to resource for practical tips, real talk, and encouragement. I'm your host, LaToya Edwards, life and mindset coach, and most of all, a woman who's walked through pain and suffering just like you. No matter what you're currently facing in life or how you've dealt with things in the past, I'm here to help you find peace, joy, and hope again. Pop in those earbuds and let's get to it. Today, I want to share with you 6 practical ideas to calm your mind or renew your mind during times of stress. I don't know about you, but it seems like in the moments where I need the most peace, when I really need to calm down, I have a hard time doing it. And sometimes it's because I'm just so overwhelmed that I need to take a beat, pause, process some emotion so that I can get to the point where I can be calm. But a lot of times it's just that I have no idea what to do to calm down. I have this experience all the time, especially as a single mom, where I will have a rare moment where I have no kids around and I don't know what to do with myself, right? I think, oh my goodness, if I could just get a moment alone, I could relax, I could chill out. And yeah, I get that and I have no idea what to do with myself. Do you have the same struggle? Please tell me. I am not alone. But over the years of being really intentional about learning to manage my emotions, about learning to handle stress better, and understanding the importance of renewing my mind, I have found a couple of things that have become my go-tos during seasons where I'm really stressed or I could be super overwhelmed. And I want to share those with you today. So before we get started, I just want to really give you a quick summary of what I mean when I say calm your mind or renew your mind, right? So the Bible tells us that we are to be transformed by the renewal of our mind, right? That we're not supposed to look like the world, that we're supposed to renew our mind. And basically you're supposed to, you know, spend time in God's word so that we know the truth, that we can find these biblical principles that apply to our lives so that we can walk out our Christian faith. And all of that is great and wonderful. But sometimes I think we tend to get too super spiritual about things. And so here's what I want you to think of today on this episode. When I say renew your mind, what I really want you to kind of think about is just taking some time to like calm down, to find peace, to control your thoughts, to rein those in so that you don't feel so stressed and so overwhelmed. The goal here is, yes, to calm down and find peace, but it's also to distract yourself almost, right, from focusing on the thing that's causing you a lot of stress or causing you to feel a lot of overwhelm so that you can relax and calm down. So the first thing that I want to start with is memorizing a scripture. So yes, I know I said don't get super, super spiritual, but there are a lot of spiritual disciplines that you can do that are really practical and helpful for you when you're trying to calm your thoughts, control your thoughts, and, you know, really renew your mind. And memorizing scripture is one of the best ways that I know to find peace. And if you are like LaToya, I really suck at memorizing. I know it's not my best thing either, but you can practice it and you can find little tips and tricks and things that work for you. In fact, I have a podcast episode all about that. You can go to episode 20 and you will hear everything that I have to say about memorizing scripture. But here's why memorizing scripture is going to help you. Because as you begin to focus on the word of God, eventually what should happen and what has happened for me is that those words and that truth drowns out all of the other things that are going on in your mind. So all of the thoughts that you are having that might be negative or that might be robbing you of your hope and your peace, they are going to get quieter the more that you fill your mind with God's word. So that's memorizing scripture. The second thing that I want to encourage you to do is to listen to music, okay? And I'm going to say any music at all, but I really want to focus here on worship music and classical music. So listening to worship music is going to do something very similar to scripture. It's going to help fill your mind with, you know, the good and the beautiful and wonderful things, because good worship music is going to be focused on God, who he is and what he's done and what he has promised to do. And when you can get your mind focused on God instead of your problems, that's really going to allow you to have peace. Now, classical music also does the same thing. It's very soothing. It's very calming, usually because it doesn't have any words in it. And you can just focus on the notes, focus on the melodies, right? Focus on the instruments and the things that are playing. And if you are highly sensitive or introverted, sometimes you will like really connect to music. I am really, really moved by music. I feel it. Like I really feel it in my heart, in my soul. Music, right? It will take me on an emotional journey. I can feel joyful. I can feel melancholy. I can feel sad. I can be excited, all depending on what music, what song I am listening to. And that is a really great way to find calm, right? Music can soothe the savage beast. Well, sometimes I'm the savage beast and I need to listen to music to calm down and be soothed. Now, I'm going to give a little caveat here. If you are the kind of person that is calmed down by like hard rock or really loud music or whatever it is, go for it. Okay. There are some times where I need something really loud with a lot of bass and a lot of beat, and that's what helps me calm down. So if that's you, go ahead. But I do want to encourage you to include on your playlist some worship music, include some classical music, and see how you feel when you're listening to different types of music. Because what you'll probably find, which is what I have found, is that there are specific songs and specific genres of music that I need depending on how I'm feeling. So the third thing to help you calm your mind is audiobooks. Same kind of thing as the music, right? We want to basically distract ourselves from what we're thinking about, what we're stressing over, what's making us feel overwhelmed. But also the really awesome thing about audiobooks is it allows you to get lost into another story, into some other journey. And so instead of being focused on all the things that might not be going great in your life, you can get lost in a whole other world, in a whole other universe, and you really can find a break and an escape from what is bothering you right now. So the other thing, number four, is I want you to figure out how to give yourself space to just think your thoughts. So remember, around here, we are really big on feeling your feels and thinking your thoughts. And sometimes the stress and the overwhelm is because we are overthinking about all the things all of the time. And then we start overthinking about the fact that we're overthinking about all the things. So find a way to give yourself space to actually just think your thoughts. And I know that that sounds weird, but what I basically mean is find activities that you can do where you don't have to engage your brain so much so that your thoughts can just flow. Because sometimes like we just have all this stuff in our heads. And if we can give ourselves a few minutes or an hour or, you know, however long we have to just think the thoughts, then they go away, right? You realize, oh, I actually don't need to worry about that. Oh, that actually wasn't overwhelming or stressful. And you can let that go and find peace. So here are some activities that you can do, right? So knitting or sewing or anything like that. That is not my jam. I can't thread a needle. But if you're really good with that stuff, knitting and sewing are great ways to keep your hands busy so that your mind can kind of be free to just think thoughts or think nothing. Painting. This is one of the reasons why I love painting is when I'm painting, I am not thinking about anything that's bothering me. I am just focused on the paint and the paper and the brushes, and I really find peace. And sometimes I'm able to actually think through something that has been on my mind for a really long time and just kind of resolve that in my head. And so I don't have to spend any more of my energy or time thinking on that. Gardening is a great thing. You know, being outside is awesome, but just gardening and getting your hands in the dirt and caring for the plants and watering and weeding and all of that is a great way to free your mind. Walking. I do some of my best thinking on my daily walks. Doing laundry, right? Doing the dishes. Chores can be a great distraction from whatever is causing you to feel overwhelmed and stressed. And it will allow you to think, you know, to explore your thoughts, just kind of sort them out. And then the last thing that I want to encourage you to do, which should be no surprise if you're, you know, an old friend, is journaling, okay? Journaling is, I think one of the best ways to actually understand what you're thinking, know what you're thinking, evaluate what you're thinking to decide what you need to do about the thoughts that you're having. Okay. So find some way to give yourself space and time to really think your thoughts and think them all the way through so that you can decide if it's a thought you need to keep thinking, or sometimes you just want to think and then your brain will free up space and you're no longer stressed or overwhelmed about that. So the fifth thing is affirmations. And I talk about this also on the podcast elsewhere in episode 43. I talk about the truth about Christian meditation and affirmations. But what I want you to do here with affirmations is I want you to spend some time finding truth statements. Okay. So whatever you are stressed out about, whatever is making you feel overwhelmed, find the truth about those things. So what does scripture say about you? What does scripture say about whatever you're facing? Find those things, because in those moments when your mind just wants to go down the rabbit hole of all the bad and terrible things that can happen, it is so helpful to have affirmations or statements of truth that you can look at and read and think about instead. So when I have moments where I'm like, I can't do this, I'm not qualified, I'm not good enough, I'm not skilled enough, I'm not smart enough, I can go back to, you know, the verses that I have learned and memorized and meditated on, and I turn them in for affirmations, and I just remind myself, right, that I am blessed and highly favored, right, that I have every good thing that I need to do the works that God has, you know, called me to do. And so I will sit down and take a minute or two and just tell myself over and over and over again the truth, so that my brain can kind of get with it and switch from that negative switch, you know, to something that's actually going to be helpful. And the final thing that I want to encourage you to do is gratitude, is to learn to practice gratitude instead of thinking about all of the things that are going wrong, all the things that could go wrong, all the ways that things could go wrong. Just sit down and have a moment where you look around and you find things to be grateful about. Find ways to go to God and say, I'm so glad and thankful for this, for that, for this, for that. Because when we can focus on those things, those negative things or those stressful things or those overwhelming things take up less of our attention and less of, you know, our mind and our energy. And so if you want some more tips and help on practicing gratitude, especially when you're walking through something hard, be sure to check out episode 101. Because I dive really deep into kind of my journey into gratitude and some practical ways that you can actually walk that out in your life. So those are the six practical things that you can do to help calm yourself down when you're really stressed or overwhelmed. So listening or memorizing scripture, listening to music, listening to an audiobook, finding some kind of hobby or activity that's going to give yourself space to think those thoughts. We've also got affirmations and gratitude. And if you are in a situation where you're like, Latoya, I'm trying all these things and it's just not working, please know that I am here for you. This is exactly what I do with my coaching clients, is I will help you do two things, right? We're going to learn how to feel our feels, identify what we're feeling, process those feelings, and do something with those feelings and do something about those feelings. And usually the thing that we have to do about what we're feeling is examine our thoughts, is to see what are we thinking that's causing us to feel this way. And once we can identify that, we can begin to do some journaling and some other coaching exercises that we're going to help you learn how to control your thoughts. And when you have a thought that's not serving you well, learn how to change that into something new. So if you want help and support for that, be sure to check out the link in the show notes. It goes to my coaching page. I have one-on-one mindset coaching that's available to you. And please take advantage of that if it's something that you need. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's episode. I would love to hear from you. The best way to do that is to leave a 5-star rating and review on your podcast player, sharing what you loved or found helpful about today's episode. This helps other women find the show, and it's a huge blessing to me. Thank you so much for joining me today.